Governor Bobby Jindal has recently signed a new Louisiana law, making it the first of its kind in the nation, requiring all sex offenders and child predators to identify themselves on their personal social media pages, such as Facebook or MySpace. The required information listed should include the title of sex offender or child predator, the convicted crime, the jurisdiction of the conviction, a description of their physical appearance, and residential address. Brett Crist has spoken out on the passing of the law, believing that it's unfair, saying many like him have been permanently labeled as sex offenders when they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I was 17 years old. I was in a relationship with a girl that was a freshman in high school. Her parents found out that we were sexually involved, and they had me arrested. I went to jail on December 16th of 2006 on two counts of carnal knowledge of a juvenile and one count of sexual battery.
Carnal knowledge of a juvenile is consensual sex with a minor when you're an adult. Sexual battery is sexual contact with a minor if he or she is over 2 years of age difference. The legal age of an adult in Louisiana is 17 years old. After being shielded from freedom for 5 years, the normalities of life are harder for a registered sex offender.
Ever since I've been out of prison, it's been a really hard adjustment period. People judge me. I'm a sex offender. Every time I go out to a bar or something, I have to give them my ID, which says sex offender at the bottom. I don't believe that this is right. I was in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha, and last week I got kicked out of the fraternity because nationals found out that I was a convicted felon. There's a lot of unjust judging, I guess you would say, going on based on the fact that whenever I was in high school, every girl was dating an older guy. Every guy was dating a younger girl. That's just kind of how it went. And now that I'm the one that got caught, I'm being judged by all those people that were doing it also.
Passing of the new law has brought slight ease to users, and despite few objectors, it has gained substantial support by many, including Lindsay DeHart.
I think that it's very important as a mother and as an educator that the law is passed, because social media has become viral amongst those students and children. Children between the ages of 13 and 17 and 18 are very young and impressionable. They're also the most acceptable to predators. Those predators are very concise and precise in whom they target. They target the weak, they target the young, because they are the most naive. They're not as worldly, and yet they have access to these social media sites where anybody can type anything and pretend to be who they aren't.
This law should be protecting individuals from child predators and sex offenders online, but Brett Crist believes there should be some kind of leeway.
The law in question regarding not allowing sex offenders that have been convicted where the victim is a minor, I tend to agree with it to a point. If I had kids that would be on the internet, would be on Facebook, Twitter, then I wouldn't want a sex offender being able to have free reign with my child. However, I do believe that there are people with certain circumstances. Not only should this law with social networking be changed for those people, but I believe that the law has been cut with an axe, and I believe it needs to be cut with a scalpel. People just look at the title sex offender and they don't necessarily analyze it, that there are people like my situation that were in high school with these girls and their whole lives have changed because of it. I don't believe that those people should be banned from social networking sites simply because of the fact that they've got a raw deal in life.
All those who have been convicted of offenses, including a minor, cannot participate in social media at all, while other offenses such as rape or oral sexual assault must comply to the new law. Failure to comply will result in a $1,000 fine and a minimum of 2 years in prison. If a second violation shall occur, a $3,000 fine will be presented with a minimum of 5 years in prison. Some believe this isn't the solution, while others are thankful it's a step. For Louisiana Focus, this is Kelly Tien.